Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, the purpose of this video cast is to get you refocused. You're not supposed to be thinking about what the new Pulte development is all about. You're not supposed to be thinking about the homeowners board election. You're here to have fun. And to come back, we have the director of fun, Connie King. Well, Connie, welcome. What do you have planned for us?
Well, thank you very much, Bob, for this opportunity, and just wanted to get in front of the community again so we can tell you about some of the exciting and wonderful activities that we have planned. Tomorrow we are having our Taco Tuesday. Now, this is the first time that we added a new twist, and it's going to be a combined event with Music to My Ears as well, so as Taco Tuesday. We're trying new activities and incorporating some new ideas into things that were already existing that our residents really enjoyed. So tomorrow, because the weather is going to be nice, we're predicting that, we are going to have this event outdoors as usual. We do have the back half of the ballroom, and we do have the rest of the patio area for those individuals who actually purchased the tacos. We are going to have Armando to start, say, between 5:30 and maybe 5:45, just to get everyone an opportunity to go through the food line, who have purchased your tickets. But you do have the outdoor patio, you have the kiosk area, and you do have the back of the ballroom so you can sit down and enjoy your meal before the concert starts. So that's going to be tomorrow. But also this week, we have something else that's new, and that is our Club President Boot Camp. Club President and Officers, I might add, Boot Camp. This way, we will address some of the challenges that maybe you're having with your club in terms of something as simple as attendance. So we want to make sure that we equip everyone who has volunteered to take on the responsibility of being a club president or an officer, just so that we can make sure that you have the tools that are necessary for your club to be successful.
Okay. And then, where do we have so many things? Where do we start to go next?
Well, in April, and this is not April Fools, this is for real, we didn't get the participation in the cruise night that we had hoped for and that we had anticipated. So we are canceling that particular event for this Saturday, April 1st, which was going to be our cruise night. The good thing about it is that we've had two volunteers who work car shows and would love to volunteer and help us out in planning the car show for 2024.
Okay. Okay.
The next day, the following day, which is April the 2nd, is going to be our outdoor concert with Santana Ways. And I encourage you to check the menu because Shadows have some surprise items this time around for the outdoor concert. We are opening the concert doors at 6 o'clock. When you tell us, we do listen. So we're making everything available an hour in advance of the show so that you can have time to go and order your menus and stand in line for your beverage of choice. So we are making that change. So we did want the residents to know that the doors will be open at 6 o'clock. And please, everyone, adhere to the entry policies. No coolers, no outside coolers can be permitted. We do restrict access in certain entry points, and you'll see that those access will be blocked off. And we just want everyone to come out and enjoy and have a great time.
Okay. So the wine tour was sold
the
out.
The wine tour is sold out, so we're excited about that. We'll hopefully maybe repeat it again this year. It is one of our most popular events as okay. well.
So that takes us to Friday, April 7th.
That takes us to Friday, April 7th. And again, Lifestyle for the year of 2023 and beyond will be bringing in different types of events. Now, we did a little test run back in November with an outdoor movie. I think we had maybe about 20 people who had showed up and had expressed an interest in outdoor movies. So these are some things that we can run, especially when the months are a little bit warmer and it doesn't get dark as early, that we can go and we can run a couple of outdoor movies. So this particular one on April 7th, we're calling it our Lifestyle Sip and Chat. And this is an opportunity, especially for a lot of our newer homeowners who may want to participate in events and get acclimated into the community, but sometimes maybe the most popular events are a little bit more challenging and more overwhelming if you're new. So this is more of a subtle way you come in. We're offering free pizza, free candy, free bottle of water, and a free bag of popcorn to the first 100 residents who sign up. So this will be our first Lifestyle Sip and Chat. And Bob, let me just explain the Sip and Chat. We have a couple of ways in which we introduce, especially our newer residents into the community. We'll do a Montecito night or we'll do a taco night. This Sip and Chat is an opportunity on a smaller scale for residents to get together, to foster new relationships, to meet each other. So you'll be seeing more of the type of events, and then I have the words Lifestyle Sip and Chat, and you know that those are geared more towards some of our smaller type of events to give new residents an opportunity as well to become acclimated into the community, like I said earlier.
Okay, and then an orientation's coming up.
Yeah, so once again, our new homeowners orientation is going to be Friday, April the 14th. The difference between this particular new homeowners orientation and the ones that we've had in the past, a half an hour before the orientation, which is at 9:30, from 9:30 to 10, we'll have refreshments for our new homeowners, and we welcome individuals if you would like to share some information. We can make sure that we supply that information to the new homeowners orientation during this period of time.
Okay. And well, I might as well mention the volunteer appreciation, but even though that doesn't affect everyone.
Right, right. And we want the community to know, and I'm quite sure that some of them are fully aware, that our volunteers work really, really, really hard in terms of keeping the community together, whether or not if it's the landscaping community, whether or not if it's security or the Lifestyle Advisory Committee or the Finance Committee or the Food and Beverage Committee. All of these committees work so hard together in terms of keeping the community active and viable and looking beautiful. So we always each year like to honor them and recognize them for their efforts.
Okay, and there's one more music event.
One more music event, and that's on April 27th, and that is Music to My Ears. So we will be having the Music to My Ears once a month, each month until September. We are looking in terms of carrying it through the fall. The only challenge with the fall is that the weather usually does not cooperate with this. So we will be adding other type of events, similar type of events that we can do indoors as well, depending on availability and space.
Okay. That takes us into May.
Well, May is real briefly. We have a couple of things. What I do encourage everyone to do is to make sure that you read your information in the View magazine, because that's where you're going to find our flyers. You're going to find write-ups. You're going to find information about upcoming events. And please make sure that you stop by. If you haven't gotten on the e-blast yet, make sure that you sign up for that, because just like our cancellation and our change that we're having as of April 1st, we want to make sure that you are aware of those changes as they occur. I know we're talking about May, and then each month we'll have something a little bit different. We'll try and do these announcements on a quarterly basis so we can let the residents know what's going to be happening, you know, at least 3 months in advance. So as I say, if you were planning on that cruise, then you may just kind of want to, you know, change the date or alter your plans so you can be here for some of the wonderful activities that we have going on. But one thing I do want to make sure that we do inform the community about, we will be having our first overnight trip to Mesquite in September. So we'll be staying at the Casablanca in Mesquite. We'll also be heading up to Utah to the Tulacan Outdoor Theater. And if you haven't seen this theatrical performance before, I encourage you to go online and look it up, or at least contact the front desk if you need more information. And then we'll drop back down, Bob, and stay a night in Las Vegas, and it'll be Discover Vegas on your own. So we're looking forward to that 3-day event, overnight trip, and we hope that residents are interested and you sign up.
Great. But you got 3 events scheduled in May.
Yes, we have the Paint and Sip that's scheduled for Saturday, April the 6th. We also have May 11th, which will be taking a group of residents to the Norton Simon Museum. And on Sunday, June 11th, we have the baseball game to the LA Dodgers and the Seattle Mariners. So we have quite a few things. This is it in a nutshell for right now, but please, as I indicated, we are working on finalizing the other events that are in June, July, August, and September for the rest of the year. We'll be meeting with the Lifestyle Advisory Committee tomorrow, so just stay tuned and watch out for us, because we will be posting additional events that we have coming up.
And not only that, I understand that you're planning a coffee with you.
Yes, I have not done a coffee with the lifestyle director since the first year that I was here. And because I do get questions from homeowners, I get emails, people stop by, we just thought that it would be best if we can resume that. And again, we will notify the residents when we will start coffee again with the lifestyle director.
That's good. Well, you've got plenty of ideas here, but I guess there's always room for more.
Definitely.
Well, thanks for coming in and telling us about it. We've got quite an event schedule planned before the heat of the summer. So get out there and sign up. And until next time, thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
Thank you, and have a good day.